guys and dolls. Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 15th of October. Hope you're well. Hope you haven't got to be anywhere important and you're going to spend the next 10, 15 minutes listening to my sexy voice and my sexy stories and my sexy intellect. And you can watch my sexy face if you got the if you go and watch the video on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, you'll have to think about how sexy my face is. But yeah, it's a wing it Thursday because I've not got an idea. I've not read a lot of these. I've got an idea what they are, but crazy stories that catch my eye are what I like to talk about with you, and usually. It's to give my opinion about it, but usually that isn't worth much. But it depends on how you take it. If you, I'll do it for. It's all for the laughs. It ain't for seriousness. I'm not trying to get on CNN or Fox News, although they're the fucking biggest jokers of the pack, from what I watch on the internet. On the when I see them come up on Facebook and stuff. And don't worry, the English news are just as fucking bad as that. But the BBC and that, they're just a bit boring. And the news at 10, ITV news at 10, with the big Ben bonging, they make the news as like dramatical as they possibly can with the big Ben bong, 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 to fucking shit you up before you've even listened to the news. And then they come in with, you know, just put you in a bad negative mind, because it's like a horror film, fucking going bong, bong, bong. Right, let's tell you how many people have died of coronavirus. It's like, fuck you, now you want to like loosen it up a little bit. Anyway, so this is the light-hearted news. We're going to start with the girl who took her mum's sex lube into school to use it as hand sanitizer. See, you wouldn't start, the news at 10 wouldn't start with that, would it? Bong, 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 bong. A young girl takes her mum's anal lube into school and uses it as hand sanitizer. Now, I don't actually know if that's anal lube. I've used my own opinion on that. It could be lube for anything. All areas. I don't think anything that needs loosening or lubing, of course. Anyway, so the daughters took it in and the teachers had to take it off, I think. Anne Summers logo, the intimate product, and thought it was meant for her. What's the name, Anne Summer? Oh, her daughter's name's Summer. So her daughter's name's Summer. She saw Anne Summers, which is the sex shop. She saw that was mentioned on the product. And she thought it was for her. So Summers lube. Oh, what a shame. Well, she probably is none the wiser, but embarrassing for the mum, because now we know she's pretty. The mum is not, of course, pretty girls use these kind of things as well, but I'm just saying. Right, let's move on to the dad that pulled his tooth out. He's not a pretty guy. She's pretty. This guy's gone for the getting uglier by the second, because every time he's pulled out another tooth with his pliers. He necked 8 pints of Stella. And then pulled out his own tooth with a pair of pliers. Monkey wrench, it looks like. And the tooth looks a fucking big tooth as well. So he pulled it out, but he drank 8 cans of Stella. Now, what does that tell you? He hasn't drank fucking Stella out on a night out and got into a fight. You don't feel a thing. You can drink Stella all night long. You'll get into fight. You'll cause fights. But when you get punched in the face or get thrown over the bar or thrown through the window, you don't feel it. You're just like, yeah, that's all right. Let's go for a curry. No problem. But yeah, he's done it. So he's necked it. He knows the score. So he's necked the fucking 8 cans and then got went to town and pulled his own tooth out, because it was going to cost him 200 quid. Money saved, money in the bank. Hard times. Everybody needs it. Now, he should go to the shop that he hates the most. Buy some food from there. Pretend that it broke something, broke his tooth, and his tooth fell out, and then claim compensation. There's another way to make money, apparently. You got to start think outside the box. Especially if you've just lost your job, you've got to fucking make money every which way you can. People are Christmas shopping. People are Christmas shopping already. Of course they are. Some people fucking put the Christmas decorations up round about now. They're trying to outdo each other. Somebody put them up the other year, before Halloween. Now, That is just fucking taking the piss. I hope somebody threw a snowman through his fucking window. Or, no, threw a pumpkin, should I say, through his window. Not a snowman, that would be Christmas. If somebody's building snowmen at Halloween, then yeah, you throw the snowman through the window. But, so yeah, so people are shopping. But some people do the shopping on in January. They, you know, the clever, the savvy ones who've got money, they do their Christmas shopping the January just after Christmas because it's all the January sales. So when the Christmas comes around again, it's all done and you've done it on the cheap. Definitely the best time to buy Christmas cards and Christmas wrappers. They all just want rid of them, don't they? Get some, all the mince pies, just change the sell by dates on them, just fucking do a little, you know, get a date stamp a new date on it. Portaloos have been set up along the motorway for lorry drivers who've been caught in Brexit delays. I told you all the Portaloos got nicked the other week. Some festival guys or whatever, somewhere had their Portaloos. Some people who hired out Portaloos had them all stolen. And they've all turned up. Well, they haven't all turned up, but some have turned up on the motorway. And maybe it was the ones that got nicked. It's the government have nicked your toilets. And they've set them up on the Portaloo, and they're all painted with a swastika. Not swastika, of course not a swastika. Jesus. I know it's Brexit, I know there's die-hard Brexiteers, but painted with the Union Jack. Somebody's painted with the Union Jack, so if they were your toilets, you'll never know now, unfortunately. They're now hidden underneath a painted Union Jack. A proud Union Jack. So when you go for your dump or your piss, you're going to do it behind a proud flag of the Union Jack. So yeah, why have they put them along the motorway? They've got service stations along the motorway. But anyway, if that's where they are, you want to go and have a look at them? Any tourists want to go? Chinese tourists, they love that. They stop at some really unusual things. Pull up in the big coach, take photos of the Union Jack porter cabins. Because that's about as exciting as England's getting at the moment. What's happened? A woman's done a London Marathon. A London Marathon, and she's done an extra 23 miles. The marathon's 26 miles. She's done it. She's done an extra 23 miles. How the fuck do you manage to do an extra 23 miles on top of 26 miles? You've got to be bollocks by the time 26 miles comes up anyway. But surely you don't think that was only 3 miles. When you've completed a whole marathon and you're like, you've got to be at the end of your tether, you know, gasping for fucking, worn out. And then you think you must have 23 miles left because your watch is telling her. She had a glitch in the watch and the watch is telling her she's got 23 more miles. And she did them. I tell you what, she's basically a fucking hardcore. She's done a double almost. So I think she deserves all the money. If she's raising money, she deserves a fucking almost as much as Captain Tom, who raised millions. She should have a few million for that. That is like, she's just going on empty, surely. Just done an extra 23 miles out of nothing. Good on her. I'll tell you what, there's some unusual things happening today. There's a guy here who paints pictures using his typewriter, an Indian guy. He's in India, in Karnataka. I think you could probably buy these on the internet. And I hope he sells them as well, because he's using just a typewriter and his finger just pressing the buttons, bang, 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 bang. And the dots that's coming on the page, he's changing the paper around or doing it, or using different sort of keys and whatever. And he's creating these pictures of Barack Obama and who else? I don't know who else. The Statue of Liberty. Mother Teresa, he's done them all. Gandhi, he's done them all with a typewriter. Some crazy people. Probably, I bet he's shit with a pen as well. I know, but he can't do fuck all with a pen. I bet he's like me, just drawing dicks on everything. Just drawing dicks, that's all I can do. I can't draw nothing else. But he's probably like going, yeah, just find that talent. How did you accidentally fall upon that? Maybe he can't afford a pencil and he's just good. Only got this old typewriter, he's done it. So now, hopefully, people are going to be buying them for hundreds of pounds and he's going to make a fortune. There's a woman, I spoke of ages ago, somebody probably wasn't even listening way back then, but there was a woman who married a ghost, a poltergeist she married, and she went on to Good Morning TV and she was like bragging about him, saying that he proposed to her at Wookie Hole in England. And she looks, the strange thing about it, she looks totally sane, completely sane. And she's not, obviously, because she thinks she's married a ghost who proposed to her at Wookie Hole. And when somebody said to her, when the presenter said, "What, did he get down on one knee?" She went, "No, he ain't got no knees. He hasn't got any knees. He's a poltergeist." So she's obviously a bit fucking strange, but she looks totally normal. And now she said he's finished with her. They've split up because he ran off. He fell in with the bad crowd and started taking drinking drugs. What, ghost drinking drugs? Or you buying it for him? Who's fucking supplying him the drinking drugs? Is he actually lifting a glass? Am I seeing a glass lift up off the table and a line of coke go disappear off a glass table? Or is he doing ghost drinking drugs that we can't see? Come on. I tell you what, I'd love to fucking be at that party. If I was off my nuts, drinking and drugs, and I kept seeing a glass raise up, neck, somebody necking the drinking glass of whiskey, pouring himself another one, and a glass and lines disappearing off the table, am I going to think that's really happening, or am I going to think I'm mad? Am I going to think I'm too high and I should have some more myself? Yeah, that's questionable. So he's turned in with a bad crowd. What else has he done? He was partying in both, judging by him disappearing then coming back to mine. I don't know what that means, but she reckons he had sex with another ghost. That was it. That was enough. That was the final straw. So, well, there you go. I mean, that's strange, but there's people. Some people have married their... One woman married her duvet. She married a duvet. Some people, I mean, they're not even the strange ones who are ringing up serial killers in prison and fucking wanting to marry them and whatever else and saying how they forgive them. Some fucking mental cases out there. Tell you what, I hope I don't get hold of one. Well, one doesn't get hold of me, should I say. I'm getting worried now about you, like all you pretty ladies out there. You're not actually as... some of you are fucking not all compass mentis. In the old, in the brain department. A lot of you are. Most of you are, of course. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave it on that one. 1 in 10 Brits, I'm going to leave it on this one. 1 in 10 Brits have never eaten an Indian curry or tried French food. That's the diehard Brits who like to go to Benidorm on holiday and have an English breakfast and have an English Sunday dinner every day while they're on holiday. They won't touch the fucking Spanish food. And, they like their English dish. But I can't imagine anybody that's not tried an Indian curry in England. That's our fucking national dish, pretty much. That's one over the English breakfast. We love a curry, but we do in my town, in Birmingham, anyway. We've got the best curry house in the country. We certainly have. You can fucking put money on that. Everybody goes to... If you ever go to Birmingham in England... Get in touch, I'll tell you a good curry house to go to. And they can fucking put my photo up on the wall, somebody famous, that I'm not famous, obviously. You know, they've got somebody famous on the wall in the Indian restaurant from like 25 years ago, the day that this semi-famous person came into the restaurant. And they've got this piece of paper on the wall that's like going brown because he's been up there that long. And it's like their claim to fame. I'll send you to one of them. One where like some Z-listers turned up there one time and they were... But the food's good. That doesn't matter. It's all about the food and the music. Got to play proper Indian music when you're in the Indian restaurants. It's got to fucking be authentic. You can't play pop music while I'm listening to it. Don't taste right. It's like drinking wine out of a mug. Don't work. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.